I'm Don. Well, we attend church here at Ephrata, and Brother Steve asked me if I would share testimony this afternoon. My first response was, "Why me? There's many others here." I said I would. I thought immediately one thing God really done in my life over the last year. It's a subject that was talked about some this week. It's a very, very, very rough subject for the majority of people. That is with music. And I really appreciate what he said the other day, that you're in the majority. It's all uphill if you want to go against the world. And the average churches and the plain churches. I never understood when my parents set a high standard for music. It didn't make sense to me. I figured, well, they must not know what they're really talking about, even though that's what they came from. They came from the world, and they came from worldly churches where you could listen to any kind of music you wanted to, basically. And over time, the ones I was working with, we started listening to just like bluegrass Christian music and very country style, so-called Christian music. Some of them even had good words to them. The message was very shallow, though. And just the whole, that whole twang, that whole, just that light beat to it, but the guitar sound. And then over time, I never wanted to truly admit it, that country music, one of the guys that I rode around with, some, he used to play country music, and I really despised it in the beginning. I didn't want no part of it. I seen where it took other people. And we were in Michigan at some meeting several years ago, and I decided there it was either me quitting my job or the country music was going to quit playing in the truck. So that's what I told my boss. I said it was either I'm quitting or the music's going to quit. And so he talked to the driver, and they quit playing it. But the seed was planted in my heart, and I didn't deal with the issue. I got rid of the substance temporarily, but I didn't deal with my heart. Soon after that, I got my own vehicle, and then I got another vehicle. I was just, I don't know, always wanted something new and something different. And then I caught myself. I used to spend several hours a day riding my vehicle for work, and just every so often, you'd be tired and be wore out. And this knob on the dash started ruling my life. And I'm sure some of you know what that's like. That's it. One time I came home, I said, "How in the world can this little black knob rule my life? I actually have control." And it got to the point I had no control over it. I came home one night and yanked my antenna off and wadded it up. Put it in the burn barrel. But still didn't change my heart. It got rid of the access to it. But it never changed my heart. And then as time went on, I still struggled with it. And God really showed me last year that at Bible school, even before that, I'd been really convicted about it, but I never wanted to truly say what I'd listened to and actually admit that I came from a Christian home. It really broke my heart last year, and I just confessed it. In my flesh, sometimes when I hear it, if I'm out, it kind of feels, oh, and I'm like, no, that's not where I want to go. Don't shut your ears to it. Don't pay attention to it. And I have struggled some at the beginning of this year with it. But I can honestly say for the last several months that God has really just taken that away. And there's a verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, "Wherefore, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." If I could take that unclean thing, the unclean music. It's not easy. And you are amongst the majority. If you're listening to it. But there's just one other short thing I'd like to share real quick. About brokenness. It's one thing that God's really been doing in my life this week. They showed me about brokenness. And we've seen that chalk drawing the other night of the pot on the potter's wheel about being broken. And I was in Romania at the beginning of this year, and we went to a pottery place where they were making all these pots and had several wheels lined up, and it was very fascinating to me. And when I went home, I started reading my Bible and looking up the word pottery and stuff. And in Jeremiah, it talks about God told Jeremiah to go to the potter's house. I'll just jump in and verse 3, "Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, so he made it another vessel, as seemeth good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Saith the Lord, behold, as the clay in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand." God's really been showing me that I need to crawl up on that pot, on the potter's wheel, and humble myself and truly be willing to be made into whatever vessel and lay down some of my ambitions of life and just be used of God. I just also would like to make a plea with some of you. I've talked to different ones here that you're still struggling. Verse 2, it says, "Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there you shall hear my words." I feel many, we have all came to this place, to Bible school, to hear from God. And we have heard from God. But if we're not willing to be molded into the image of God, this Bible school is totally in vain for you. I just say, please, if you haven't laid down everything on the altar, you've wasted a whole week. And your life and your soul is headed for destruction. God bless you.
My name is Savannah Hofer. I came here to seek God. I came not knowing what I'll find, but I knew I had to come. Living in the colony, I always strove to be a model person, but also deep down I knew I was not born again. And that always bothered me. So I tried to cover up my lack with a multiple of things. But the last year and a half, my life started going downhill despite of them. First of all, one of the most important things I did, I cast off all respect for my authorities and also started making new friends who were ungodly. My parents and my younger sister, who are saved, were very grieved over my life. About a month before her Bible school, my mother started talking to me about my needing a change, not only in my life, but also in my heart. And I despised that. I regretted it every time I was in her presence and strove not to be so, because I knew she would remind me again. And so I also realized that she was right. So I left home to go live with my uncle in Low Farm. Still very rebellious, but I also knew by then that there was something wrong and that I needed Christ in my life. I came, and in the space of days, the Lord effectively broke down every wall I had ever erected between me and Him. The Lord had been speaking to me for a long time before, but my pride would not let me respond. But when the message on brokenness was preached, the Holy Spirit convicted me so much that for the first time in a long while, I cried, and I knew I needed help, but I did not have the strength or the knowledge in what to do. next, and so I went forward to the altar. With the help of a counselor, I accepted Christ into my life and into my heart, and was changed after that. During the evening message, I suddenly received a heaviness in my heart, so great I could almost not endure it. I wanted to see my mother. I wanted to tell her. I wanted to hug her. I wanted her to know about my decision that I had made. When we came home from church, shortly after that, the phone rang. It was her. I knew that Christ had heard my prayer and had also known my need. When I told her, she burst into tears. My father told me for the first time in a long while how proud he was of me. And the rest of my brothers and sisters rejoiced. And for the rest of the week, each message held was like a rain falling upon my heart. So now I am going home, a new person, with a new heart and a changed life. I want to thank you who prayed for me. But mostly of all, I want to thank the people who sent me here, for I know how much my salvation means to them and how much they love me. In Proverbs 13:13-15, it says, "Happy is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding. Her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her." The last rest of the week, I have been more joyful in my heart than I have ever been in a long time and since I can possibly remember. I want to thank everyone who is here tonight who had something to do with my learning and with my salvation.
Thank you for listening to this message. We trust that it has been a blessing to you. If you would like additional sermons or a catalog, please visit our website at effortofministries.org. Call us toll-free at 855-557-7902 or write to us at Effort of Ministries, 400 West Main Street, Suite 1, Ephrata, Pennsylvania, 17522. You are welcome to copy this message for free distribution. This ministry is supported by your donations. May the Lord Jesus bless you.